Christians, they'll be the first one to judge me. Make it feel like nobody loves me. Come on. Yes. Good morning, y'all. What's up? What's up? It's Dr. D coming to you live straight from my kitchen. Oof. Y'all only know today is Wednesday already. My Lord. Oh my gosh, my orchids. Oh, maybe it's too cold. Let me get y'all out the window. Oh, my orchids. My daughter bought me some orchid plant. And it looks like it's wilting. I really asked daddy to help me to maintain the flowers that people give me, you know, and I love them. It's like, I don't know, for some apparent reason, you guys, I'm just not a green thumb, you know. But with that said, how y'all doing out there this morning? You know, Dr. Dim been up, as always. I'm up early, early in the morning. That's why I get my times all mixed up. And it's countdown for me for our big show. And I tell you, I'm going to dedicate this episode to all the event planners, to people who put on their host events. Man, we got to give props to those that put on these events that we go and enjoy. And just appreciate it, you know, because it's a lot of work putting on a show. It's a lot of show putting on it's a lot of work to have put things together so other people can come and enjoy. Even though you always gonna have somebody find something wrong, they're gonna complain about this and this wasn't right and they had to wait in line and yada yada yada. But why is always our folks? Cause I didn't been in the show. I didn't been on the other side. Just like we was in line waiting for Kanye West at Lakewood last month. Them people stood in that line, you ain't hear nobody complain or anything. They just was excited just to be in the line. Us as church folks, Lord, we nitpick about everything. Oh, this is too long. Oh, they got an attitude. Oh, this is going on. I mean, wait a minute. I'm kind of confused, y'all. So you know what? Dr. D gonna touch on this today, on this Wednesday, the middle of the week. All right. I'm gonna touch on this because as authors and independent artists and entrepreneurs, we out here doing a lot of work. A lot of the work is coming out of our own pockets. Before you see the fame of others, you got to remember where they came from. The struggle. Okay? You got to remember the struggle that got them to that place. See, we don't take time and look at that with people. And then we quick, if they have a fault or a flaw or something, oh, we'll highlight like that. But what about the struggles that got them to where they are, where you can enjoy? You see what I'm saying? So I'm gonna come back on the next episode and let y'all kind of enjoy a little of this flow. Somebody pray for me. We need prayer, y'all. We gotta pray for each other. Father God, I touch and cover each and every person that have ears to hear right now in Jesus' name, that you cover them. We praying for one another. We need each other. And guess what? You are in need of in this earth. You are valuable and you are worth every breath that you take. Okay? Don't let nobody tell you any different. I don't care who it is. Your mama, daddy, sister, cousin, boss. Even yourself. Sometimes we talk down to ourselves. All right? Stop that. God says that you are created in His image. And that He have good thoughts towards you, thoughts to bring you to an expected end, thoughts of good and not evil. And just like the song said, we need a prayer. Give me a chance. Let me serve God the way God wants me to serve him. I don't know everything. Dr. D don't know everything. But I've experienced a lot of things. And I tell you what, I've experienced it with an encounter with the Father. And I won't change it for the world. I won't change it for the world. Why? Because I know God is with me, okay? So, Anchor doing a lot of upgrades on some stuff, but I'm also doing some stuff. And so a little something, we advancing, we going forward. I thank God for all the sponsors that's coming our way. I appreciate you guys all over the world. Hey, you can go to the link and support the Boom Factor because we want to come to you. And that's how we're going to get there. Givers and sponsors and donors like you that support us, it goes straight for Boom Factor. Everything that I do is designated for that particular thing. You see what I'm saying? So I'm coming in all forms, in all ways, in every industry. Okay? So it's nothing that I will be lacking in. And it's nothing that you can't ask me about. And if I don't know it, I'm going to come and find out. I'm going to say, well, you know what? I'll get back with you. And I'll research it. And that's how I get to know so much about so many different things. Because I don't mind doing research. All right? So, check me out on the next episode. Hey, I'm about to come up here and fix me some breakfast. Because Dr. D is kind of hungry. All right? And I'm going to let y'all kind of enjoy just a little bit of Sunday service select. This choir is hot. I'm telling you, and if you ever feel down, just plug that in, man, and it's going to get you, man, going. All right? Woke up today feeling gutty. Glad to be part of God's body. Lord, you're welcoming me, casa. Heaven's going to be one big old party. Thankful for all we've been given. You always take care of your children. Every single moment we lift them up. All of God's people stay winning. Oh, we knew life would be alright. But who could have known it'd be this good? Oh, Lord, it gets better. Paradise.
it gets better, 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 better. It gets better. Give your life to Christ, and He'll give you paradise, y'all. Now, your paradise is not like my paradise. But He has a paradise for you. It's what you make out of it. Oh, yeah. You gotta make it happen. He has given all of us an opportunity, you guys, to make a better world. Even when it look horrible. Like all this stuff that I'm about to... Oh, now I'm about to drop my thing. Like, I can't even get upset because He's working it out for my good. Oh, this Steve is dying. It looks weird. Let me put my little water in here so it can... I see one thing, this little orchid is thirsty. But, yeah, y'all, I gotta go to my office tomorrow because they didn't call me and told me they had to move my stuff on the side and then the other stuff in the front they might have to put in another office. Because they got to get into the wall and the pipe. She said, well, Miss, she said, well, Pastor Irvin, I know you seen like the pipes right there. That's where we have to go. I said, well, I understand that. I don't have a problem with that, with the pipes. But my whole idea was you could have called me and I could have moved my own stuff in my office. You see what I'm saying? That I just felt like I was just so violated, you know? You know, somebody, and I had my stuff. You know how we do, y'all. We have our stuff in different categories. And you know where you put your stuff so when you come back, you can pick up where you left off. You know, now it's like I'm just redoing it all over again. I'm like, okay, Musa, right? Man. But even with that, God gonna work that out for me too. It's gonna be in my favor. So I'm not getting that upset. It's just that it's an inconvenience now. I gotta go and do some other stuff, you know, ahead of time. So tomorrow I gotta go to the office and pull out my books, my posters, and all my other stuff that I need. And I'm just thinking too, wait a minute, I hope no water didn't go in the office. You know, I'm just thinking about all this stuff, right? Man. I like this song, y'all. I like this song with the Chick-fil-A. I like this song right here. Yeah. Keep them safe. Vipers. Y'all check this out. Close on Sunday. You're my Chick-fil-A. You're my number one. With the lemonade. Raise our sons, train them in the faith, through temptations, make sure they're wide awake. I know Jesus, listen and obey, no more living for the culture. Amen. You can't mess with that, man. Y'all can't top that. That brother got that going on. He got that going on. I'm sorry. Them words are hitting to the max. And they coming straight from the spirit. You see, so people can still say what they want, but I love the songs. You know, I like, because he's putting it all together. He was talking about get your family, hold their hands, get your daughters, keep them safe, watch out for the vipers, don't let them indoctrinate. The vipers, not only, I don't think you're talking about this church folks, this is the men and stuff in the world, this is the evil folks in the world. You know, they vipers. Yes, Daddy. I want to know you. I want to know ya. Yes. Oh, get it. I can't get no work done, y'all. Boy, I tell you. Man. This have you rocking, man. You just be forgetting about everything. You just be forgetting about everything. I like this one too, y'all. Look, of all the stretch. Y'all enjoy. Stretch my hand. Life like this is what your life like. Try to live your life right. People really know your vision, but it's like type right. This is like a movie, but it's really very life like. Every single night, right? Every single fight, right? I was looking at the gram and I don't even like night. I was screaming at my daddy, told me it ain't Christ like. I was screaming at the referee, just like night. Looking for a bright light. See what your life like. Riding on a white bike, sitting like a sight bike. Pressing on the gas, flipping over for a night light. Screaming at my daddy. But nobody never tell you when you're being Christ-like. Only ever seeing me, only when they needing me. Like if Tyler Perry made a movie for BT. Searching for a DJ, now you wanna see it free. Now you wanna see it free, let you see it through your pen. Tell me what your fight like, turning down a bright light. Married with my dad, tell me it ain't Christ-like. I'm just really trying to find a new way. I'm just really trying to really do the fool way. I don't have a fool way, being on my best though. Like I'm on a text though, nothing else next though. Not a word. Worship God, you know what I'm saying? Worship Him in spirit and truth. Worship Him in freedom, you know what I'm saying? Without all that, you know, ism and schisms. It's just you and God. And sometimes in the midst of everything we dealing with, we just got to get lost in God, lost in His presence. You know, find you that favorite worship song, find you that thing that really connects you to the Heavenly Father and just get lost in it. You know what I'm saying? And that's what Dr. D be doing. You know, I am what I am. I go through what I go through. I strive to live my life so you can see that, hey, we all encounter all type of issues when we trying to, I'm been getting that word out of my vocabulary, not trying, but striving to be all that we can be, what God created us to be, you know what I'm saying? So with that said, I told you guys that I'm going to touch on preparing for events on both sides, preparing it, and then attending them at the same time. You know, we got to have a better appreciation for the craft. Independent artists, you know, they sit up at night trying to get them lyrics right. Y'all know what I'm talking about. And getting the right beat, you know, the right tune, the right harmony and sync. And then all of a sudden, you know, once you done wrote down your words or they done gave you the words, and then you trust in God, and all of a sudden, bam, you got it, right? Man, and then you all excited, and then boom, shakalaka, what happens? Something that came up, then put a dagger, you know, in your back, or you done tripped and fell over some information, or something that came at you and gave you a TKO, and you like, what's going on now, Lord? I thought I was just going through something, coming out of something, and now I'm back in something again. Man, I'm telling y'all, I've been there, done that. And now, getting close to my event, man, look at all this stuff that happened. I just got off the phone with the corporate office of the building, because I got to go get my stuff, y'all, for this weekend, right? Now she tell me, not only did they move the stuff on one side, but they had to move, which I knew, she, the other lady was telling me Monday that they'll take a few things and put it in another suite. But she telling me she don't even know what suite they moved my stuff in. She said, oh, Miss Irvin, I really apologize, but I'm from corporate. I know they're having an issue over there, and we're going to do our best to take care of whatever you need. And I was about to say, yeah, y'all going to take care of this rent for this month and next month. But Lord said, no, don't say nothing yet. Don't do nothing. Don't do nothing yet. So I'm going to wait. Right now, you just be calm. You talk to them and give them that understanding, clarity that, hey, everything all right? You just need access to your stuff. I said, yes, Lord. So I was very polite, you guys. I was very, you know, very articulate, you know, so they can understand the situation that I am facing because of my busy weekend that's coming up. And she was like, oh, we don't want to mess up what you have. She had only one concern. She thought that I was going to be doing all this at the building. I said, oh, no, ma'am. This is a major event. Y'all won't be able to even hold down the capacity of what we expecting, you know. And she said, well, congratulations. I just apologize that this happened through your weekend, but we're gonna make sure that everything gonna be placed. I say, ma'am, you know what you can do for me? When y'all ready to move my stuff back in, I would like to be there. I don't need them just to come throw that stuff back. No, I wants to be there. She said, yes, ma'am. So we got that set up. But anyway, like I was sharing with you guys, when we are going forward, striving to fulfill an assignment, and that's, I call it assignments when we're working for the Father. That's with the events, like we got the Kingdom Business Expo coming up. I have the award show coming up. You know, we have the voting thing started for the Boom Factor Radio, right? That's why I say I represent all industries that I mentioned in my trailer, right? Because I'm part of all of this, right? And I know both sides. My only thing is why our people don't have patience with another. We stood in that line for at Lakewood for almost 2.5 hours, right? I had to sit down on mine because I really outdid myself because I shouldn't have been on my feet. And my foot was so swollen and it just showing me that I still need to get my feet checked. Which y'all know, I'm going to throw this plug in here. Y'all know they ain't never got my doctor, my schedule rescheduled, right? To get my foot checked, right? So you know how that's going to turn out too. Oh yeah, I told y'all 2020 is going to look good for Dr. D this in the upcoming year. So I'm not even sweating that no more. I am literally trusting in the Father. But with that said, so different things that happen, we have to be patient, right? You got to understand the work behind the glory. I guess that's the best way to put it. You know, you can see like my brother and them out there, James Patterson and Carrie Nicole, and you got Sheila Mo Pipe out there, you know, Kirk Franklin, Tamina Mann. They're out there in the forefront and everything looking good. Oh, I want to be like them. I want to be like them. Oh, I want to sing like her. I want to sing like her. Oh, I want to write songs. I want to do a book. I want to do all this here. Okay, yeah, that's fine. Yes, and you can do it. But guess what? Are you ready for the fight? Are you ready for the endurance? You see what I'm saying? Are you willing to persevere and keep on moving even through the inconvenience? Are you still going to have that joy of the Lord in you? When I know they put no, I can see, I already visualize it, y'all. Oh, we gently put the stuff, girl. Boom, Factor family, they ain't just gently put my stuff in no box. I can see it already because they're on a time limit. They just picked that stuff up and put it in a box. You see what I'm saying? I already know what it's going to look like. Look, I want to calm down because my voice, y'all. Right? But with that, I got to maintain my attitude. Like my lead pastor always say, it's not what you say, it's the response. Right? So I got to make sure that I'm responding because see what the Lord going to have me doing, I got to have the right attitude. You see? And so far they say, wow, and she's really like, and I'm representing Christ because it's a ministry office, right? So I'm an overseer, I'm a pastor. So I got to demonstrate, you know, I understand. I just need to know that I can have access. You know, you got to go humbly into situations like that. Because see, after it's over, now I'm coming with the big spoon. I'm coming with the wants. Hey. So you can't ask for nothing if you're coming there with an attitude and all biggery and you know what I'm saying? And ego prideful attitudes. Thinking like my little grandson. We were watching something on the movie. I forgot what the name of this movie was. But he's 8 years old and he caught it. The man had did something on the TV where he spitefully did not mail something off. I don't know if it was for his wife or something. I don't know. But anyway, it didn't get to the destination on time. And then when it was in an argument, it came out. He said, and that's why I mailed this stuff off late. Yada, yada, yada. And my grandson, you know what he said? He said, ooh, that's an evil soul. He didn't say words. He said, an evil soul. This is an 8 years old. Now, if an 8-year-old can identify somebody doing something wickedness and evil, why we can't identify stuff? And why we, as God's elect, can identify and have patience and just work with each other and just go through what we have to go through, you know what I'm saying, still with that same mannerism. Now, yes, I know some of y'all that heard me on this broadcast, and I done went off. You see, I done went off. But it still was melancholy style. You know what I'm saying? But I expressed what I felt. Because some of y'all feel the same way. You know, sometimes people just want to make you just want to kick them. You know what I'm saying? You know, Jesus literally went and turned the tables over. They say on one version that he had a whip. Whoa. You see what I'm saying? So, God expects us to be angry. He put that in us. It's not always the devil. God even demonstrates his anger. So, we are not the judge and jury of each other's life. And even we don't have control over the circumstances that happen to us. But what Dr. D is saying, to appreciate those that are preparing or in preparation for events that the other side, the consumer, the pedestrians, should appreciate what you are enjoying. We are striving to make sure that we put on a nice event at less cost. I'm going to talk about the cost on the next episode. As economic as possible. But I found out when Beyonce come down here to that Toyota Center, you spend at least $200, $300 for a ticket. But when a brother and sister in Christ have an event, and we asking for $10, $20, oh my gosh, it's like we asked for $200 million. And I feel like this here. If the brother and sister in Christ, you guys can't pay $20 for an event, you can't pay $10 for an event. Matter of fact, you know why it's a problem? Because you're not used to giving. You're not used to giving. Not to something worthwhile, right? So that's why it's a problem when things that we do and give to what we want. And always want something for nothing. But we got to appreciate it. We got to appreciate the phone calls, the getting the venue, getting things set up and structured. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I want to touch on. Because, Lord, a lot of times people just think you just snapping your finger and everything's up here. Oh, it's so nice in here. Oh, this is nice. Oh, but okay, so if I do something shabby, oh, girl, child, she, Lord have mercy. This place is, she could have got a better place than this here, but what you going to pay for it? Because really, the entry fee and all that kind of stuff, hey, that stuff got to get paid for, right? And most of the time, let the truth be told, we got to pay for stuff out of pocket before we even can even start our marketing. You got to secure the place first. And I know some of you guys know that because y'all out there in the field, you artists, you authors, you know, you entrepreneurs, you know, if you got to do an event and everything, you got to pay for stuff ahead of time. You see? And so we just want to get recompensed for an opportunity that we open up the doors for many people to come in and be blessed. And normally, not if you do it right, if you do your stuff right, okay, and market on top of the marketing, promote on top of the promotion, hey, you'll come out with a profit. But you got to know how to do stuff, right? You got to know how to plan it and budget. And that's what Dr. D doing. A lot of times I work on favor. You see, if I can get to a person and talk to them, God will have favor. And that's why he told me a long time ago, value my favor. Don't give everybody your favor because they ain't going to appreciate it. You see? And so I'm very select on who I work with. Because I have come in contact and collaborated with individuals that have really taken advantage of me in my favor and the information and the different tangible resources that I bless them with. And then they turn around and, you know, they don't look out for me. I ask somebody to send me a link to something and I haven't got the link yet and gave them all type of resources. I just asked for one link. Because I wanted to buy something. I like how something was done. I said, ooh, they do an excellent job. Send me that link. I could say it's been about, what, a year, almost 2 years now. I ain't got that link yet. Ain't that something? Which I already got my logo done already, but the whole idea was, when I'm looking out for you, I expect you to look out for me. But I'm learning everybody don't make you priority. You know, so that's another key thing that I've learned, even in this business. If somebody's not making me a priority, why should I make you my priority? Hey, I'm just an option. So you just an option. It shouldn't be like that, but that's how we have to operate sometimes. And then we got to move on. I can't just be keep twirling my tongue. Well, they did this for me, so I guess I can't do this. And, you know, and Lord, I need... Uh-uh. Oh, no. I probably fuss about it, but at the end of the day, I'm going on to the next court on the train. I guess that's the best way I can put that. Okay, so let me see what I got left in here I can eat. Have me some eggs and rice. Old school, y'all. Fix my egg and rice. And, my olive oil. So that's all I got to share with y'all right now. I'm going to come back. And I guess we could talk about, you know, that just like, just how we carry ourselves, what to expect, when the inconvenience happens, when you're preparing for an event, how to really overcome it, and just keep on moving. I got to keep on moving. It's like half the stuff I had to redo, because I couldn't get in my office last weekend, because I already had stuff out, you know, and now with that didn't happen. Jesus. So I prepared some stuff. I got that done. I'll go get the posters and stuff out of my office tomorrow. The stand, my easel. I gotta write all this down so I can know exactly what I need to pull. My books, I gotta see. I remember all my books. I had put my books right there by my desk. So I don't know. See, that's the thing, you guys. I don't even know how they move stuff around. I don't know what's what. I'm only remembering how I had my stuff. You see? And I'm at a point in my life, in an age of my life, where I have to have stuff structured. It has to be this way so I can remember it to do it this way, have it ready that way, you know? And so I won't overwhelm myself, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's it. So you guys go ahead and enjoy the rest of your Wednesday. I'm gonna go ahead and fix me my little breakfast, and then I get back up in here while I'm jamming with the Sunday Select. That's the name of the choir, Sunday Select, and I was trying to finish something else that I need to do. And then I gotta go wash. And probably take me a nap. No, I need to make a phone call. That's what I need to do. I need to make a phone call. So, this is Dr. D, you guys. So, that's what's happening with me this morning. And I was trying to do some other stuff. Lord said, no, get beyond your expo first. And then let's get back on track with the boom factor and the schedule with that. Because I got to incorporate that schedule with the teachings that's going to be coming forward. The generational matters. Purifying the bloodline on the ministry we're going forward with that live starting in January. So I got some stuff to prepare. You know, I was juggling some things. The Lord said, no. I want you to take your time. Stay focused right now. This week is only kingdom business. Expo, Marionette Publishing. I said, yes, Lord. Kingdom Business Expo. So I have to make sure I have all that straight. So I got to stay focused on that. And I appreciate you guys. The voting has begun. All right. I will put the instructions on that again. The numbers of Practical League, I think, is the same. 60, 61, and 62. Radio Announcer of the Year, Radio Internet Host and TV of the Year, and something else. So yes, three categories again. You gotta vote for everybody for my vote to count, you guys. Okay, so I know it's gonna be kind of tedious, but hey, it has started. So I'm asking you guys to go to rhythmofgospelawards.com/vote, and Boom Factor is right there. Okay, Boom Factor. That's show up and show out. Okay, pass it forward. It's unlimited. You could do it all through the day. Get some teenagers, you know, let's really push this, you know, because I want to brag on you guys, you know. I want to, come on now. Don't y'all know when I come to a city near you, I'm going to bring that trophy. You know, and we're going to take pictures and then just enjoy ourselves because of you that's making this happen. Not just me, but myself. Yeah, I'm using my life as a guideline. So you can live a better life, right? So you can understand that what you're going through, you're not crazy. You know, you're not insane. And no, you're not going to take your life. You're not going to commit suicide. It's going to be all right. Because I done been there. I done that. I love you and I care for you. Okay? So with all of that, with all of us working together, you know, and supporting one another, we can make it, you guys. And I'm sorry to say it like this here, but the world is going to get worse. Society has lost their mind, period. So we have to come together and help each other to sustain our life, okay? I mean, it's really getting hard out here, y'all. And we need the Lord. But you need to be able to know, how can I really trust God when I can't even see Him? I can't feel Him. You know, I go to church every week, but what you saying, Dr. D, I never experienced Him like you say you experience Him. Well, I'm here to show you. You got to be real with God. I ain't, you know, perpetrating. Oh, Dr. D be dancing, man. Y'all heard on? She had the second line on her radio show, you know. Yeah, okay. Man, she was karaoke with her children. I thought I heard her singing Outkast songs. Yeah. And your point is, see, I'm not perpetrating my life. I am enjoying every day of my life because guess what? Today may be the last day my children see me. It may be the last time you hear my voice. But at least the time that I gave to you, you can say, hey, I learned something from that lady. She was real. That's all. And I'm going to tell you right now, I know I'm not going to hell. I know that for a fact. I know I have a relationship with God. He done showed it to me many times already. And that's why I am striving to make sure my heart is clean. I'm loving people. I'm accepting the folks the way they are. Not saying I'm going to take up with their bull crap. No, I'm not going to deal with your behavior. I'm not going to let you talk to me no any kind of way. Treat me no any kind of way. Act like I don't know nothing. Oh, no. Dr. D gonna take a stand for herself. But I'm gonna do it in love and admiration, and where even in the midst of that, God will get the glory. Because at the end of the day, you guys, ain't nobody right but the Lord. And Jesus is a light. And He said no one can even come to the Father but through Him. So we all gotta go through Christ. We all got to go to Jesus because He is the Lord. He is King and Master of all. Okay? Just remember that much. But, hey, my pain is burning. Let me go, y'all. I love you guys. I really appreciate y'all taking time out just to hear me. You know, just to hear me. I thank God for my listening audience out there in the world. All over France. I can't believe that people in other countries can hear me. Oh wow, I'm excited, and I'm just believing God. I saw a vision, you guys, where we're gonna have a team of people with the Boom Factor just come and do some magnificent things with interviews, just going and enjoy food, talk to people, encourage people to pray for folks. You know, I see the Boom Factor going on the road for real. And we're going to be in our bus one day. And I see us flying on the plane. The Lord just showed me some stuff, y'all, that I'm going to be traveling all over the world. And I want to meet you. I'm going to meet you, all over. So just get ready. Just get ready. That Dr. D is coming to you with the Boom Factor soon and very soon. All right? So with that, I'm going and fix my breakfast. All right. I love you. Dr. D, love you. I appreciate you. I really do. I appreciate all of you guys out there. And know that you can make it. You already made it. It may not seem like it, but you already made it. Just go through that process of change. Okay? Just go through that process of change. And if you can accept the change and let God clean you up from the inside out, you're going to be all right. And then when you look back, you're going to say, oh my gosh, I didn't even think I would be in this good place. But I had to learn something. It's a lesson in everything that we learn, y'all. All right? Okay, peace. I'm out. Later. Good morning, you guys. How y'all doing out there? This is Dr. D. I'll come to you on December 6th in the wee wee hours. It's about 2 a.m. in the morning. It's like, what in the world am I doing up? I wanted to come back yesterday evening and share with you guys what happened at the office. But I was so tired. Oh my God. I was so tired, I guess. And then my area manager texted me. Maybe about, I guess, 9 o'clock to remind everybody that they're doing interviews. And I was like, interviews? I said, I don't have that written down in my book. Lord have mercy. I wasn't fit for doing interviews, you guys. She said, come on. You can come on now. I said, no, I'm not. I'm not coming dressed like this. I have tennis shoes on. I was not properly prepared, you guys, for the interview. And I said, well, can I do it tomorrow at the meeting? She said, after us. And I'm like, oh my gosh, we're going to be at this meeting all day long. And now we got to an interview after us. It's like, I really can't do this for tomorrow. Because I'm still dealing with this stuff with the expo. I have stickers I had to put on behind the banners. The banners look nice, but they have a thing on here that says stand on back order. So I look on the computer, it won't be here until the 11th. The event is on the 8th. If it's not one thing, it's something else, you guys. And then we got word that our DJ caught a heart attack. We and the time, we just, because I had to bring some stuff over by her. And so I won't forget it. Left my office, and I know I should have brought the things down because it would have really set it off for what I'm thinking, what I'm going to have to do now since I don't have the stand. That was tiresome, man. And then when I went to the office, they didn't have my stuff covered up. They had white stuff everywhere. The carpet was ruined. I don't know if they're going to give me a new carpet or whatever. I don't know how they're going to do that. But I know one thing, they're going to take care of that office for me this month. I'm not doing it. The owner of the property. Ooh, excuse me. I need to get back in the bed. And you know what? I think that's what I'm going to do. I was on the computer saying, cannot get order another stand. And it be shipping in the morning, but they're telling me the closest date with me paying for express is Monday. I don't need it Monday. I need it Sunday. So I'm like, okay, Daddy God, you're going to help me improvise this. So prayerfully, it'll come Saturday, and my daughter, I'll catch it for me. Oh my gosh. Then we went eat lunch at Four Rockers, and I had that shake. The shake was delicious. But guess what? I'm feeling it now. That dairy. I can't mess with no dairy. No matter how I try and crave for it, y'all can hear it in my voice. It activates something that's going on with his sinus. They call it sinus flu. So now I gotta take my time. I don't think I'm gonna make it to that meeting tomorrow. I barely can move. And I take this medicine. If I take this medicine, I'm gonna be out, you guys, like a light. You know, like they say on that song, out like a light, out like a light. What else? Yeah, so I got this band that can call me everywhere now. I need one for the business. I got one for the publishing company. Boom Factor banner. Oh, it looks so good, you guys. It looks so good. I'm just so excited, but I have no stand. Help me, Jesus. I have no stand. It's on back order. So I'm gonna have to improvise. I may could go to Walmart and see if I can get something, you know, but that's not gonna help. Send money. Not yet. Is making me sign back in. And I'm gonna have a cold. I don't even know where the phone is. Synchronizer. What is this thing doing? I'm not applying for that. Back in the bed, y'all, because I barely can see. I'm about to mess up here, so I just want to share that. I need to put up the flyers for the highlights. I don't think I'm gonna make it. Oh my gosh, my body's aching. I think I did too much with that move off. I wasn't that bad. It wasn't that bad like I imagined. But it was enough to the point where this thing could have called me. So I'm gonna go back to sleep, you guys. Just wanna say hi. I was holding. It's so much. Y'all gotta be up with Dr. Deep right now. Y'all catching me. Y'all catching me in the wee wee hours. This is probably the only way Daddy God can slow me down. I can't do everything all at once. I gotta stay focused, and you know, in the way.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.